When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, how are ya?
Oh no, she's doing the podcast standing up.
That means
she doesn't give a shit about it today.
I do give a shit about it, but I just want to go home. It's Friday.
Do you know the length of podcast that we do, the length of podcast intro, is the same amount as how much longer we've stayed in work today past that we had to?
Yes. Yeah.
So if we do a 4 minute podcast intro, we could have left 4 minutes ago.
And guess what? We don't get paid for that extra 4 minutes.
No, we don't. This is for you.
So this is 37 seconds, 38 now. And I'm going to tell you, I was hanging today on the show.
Were you?
Hanging.
Oh, you didn't seem it. I thought you had a good show.
No, you had a great show, but it was the giddiness, I think, that we both had. You had 5 last night as well, didn't you?
I had 5 last night, yeah.
I got an awful fright because we went for, like, literally, it was like, we're having 2 drinks and we're coming home for Love Island. And sure, then Emer joined us and we ended up watching the match where we were out.
I went out for 3. And I was like, I turned into 5.
When you have 5 on a school night, it's bad.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be hanging today.
Ben gave me electrolytes, though, before I went to bed.
Oh, good.
So it was quite nice. I felt all right, like, today.
Do you know, have you ever got Auras? At the moment, they're kind of a big electrolyte, like, tablety thing you get in the chemist, and Jack's hooked on them. They're really, really good. Before I ran the mini marathon, I drank one, and I didn't really need to stop for water. Normally, I'd be gasping during the run. Like, really good hydration tablet. But yeah, like, I found myself, I knew I was, Callum at one point was like, slow down, you're talking so fast. And that's when I know I'm a bit hanging.
Oh, really?
Because I think I just panicking.
You overcompensate.
Yeah. Or it's like that little bit of adrenaline in your system. So kind of a thing. Anyway, so sorry about that if you're listening to the show and I'm speaking too fast.
I didn't. I thought you had a good show.
Thank you. So with that in mind, listen to it and enjoy the weather this weekend. It's going to be whopper.
Good luck.
Let's go. Turn up.
Then
all I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello and happy Friday. What's going on?
Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Yeah, we did it.
Downing very, very hot cups of tea so I don't have bagel in my mouth.
classic.
This is classic. Come here, question.
Yeah.
Are you going back to Waterford this weekend?
I'm going down to... Actually, she doesn't know this yet. Granny, if you've woken up, I'm coming down later.
Ah, that's cute.
I haven't actually told you that yet. I really hope you're around because we've made plans to come and see you. But I hope you don't have plans.
That's cute. So you are going to go down.
I'm going back tomorrow, though, because I have to DJ. Remember I was telling you a few weeks ago about DJing my friend's kid's birthday party?
I do not remember this.
Ah, you were off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's happening tomorrow.
Very nice. Mm. Well, let's talk about that more in a second. This is going to seem really, really random, but it was just because I saw on Instagram there, one of the lads who's from Dublin, he went down to Cork for the weekend, and he is buzzing because there's stars. And he can see stars.
Oh, yeah. It's
Is
lovely when you're in the countryside.
You experience in Waterford?
Oh, 100%. Not at my granny's because she's in the city. But when I go home to my parents who are really in the countryside, yeah. You'd walk home, like, I'd go down to the pub with my dad and you'd walk home and just look up and
amazing. But is it something you'd talk about? Like, obviously, even when I go home, there's unbelievable stars. You can't see in Dublin.
I'd appreciate it. So I might not, like, I might say it the odd time, like, you just don't see them the same way in Dublin at all.
My mate Sinead is from London and she only comes over every very, very, very rarely.
Yeah.
But when she comes over, she looks forward to seeing
the stars.
Isn't that mad?
I know, it's a lovely thing, isn't it? Callum, when's the last time you saw some stars? The big city slicker.
Are you from
the countryside in Nottingham?
Not particularly. Like, I'm a about suburb, half an hour on
Anyone
the bus.
Anyone from London would say he's from the country, though, wouldn't
they? Yeah, like, I'm in Middle England. I'm half an hour on the bus outside of Nottingham City Centre, like 3 miles.
But, it's like, suburbia. That, like, yeah. So you wouldn't really see stars. Like, you're not in the shticks, really.
You would still see stars. I see stars here.
Yeah.
Not many of them.
Yeah, not if you go down
not
the country.
Not as many as you would if you were in the country.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's just amazing,
isn't
it?
It's stunning. I remember when I used to live in this village called Ballyduff Upper in West Waterford. Ballyduff Upper. And you drive into the driveway at night time and, like, you have to kind of walk down the steps to get into the house.
And it was just in a wait. Like, you just put your head up really? And go. It was stunning. Now, I'm getting really like, oh my God. I'm really going to appreciate them now tonight, Dave.
I've always wanted to stay in one of those places, and I think they have them in Ireland, where it's like the little pod dome thing.
Oh, God, that is my worst nightmare.
I have such a romantic idea about those domes. There's a few that go like viral on TikTok sometimes. I'm like, I'd love to stay there.
Why?
And then I just
What's
imagine
the draw
like
here,
then like? I just imagine any movement, any animal, anything outside. You're like, wah! The
that's
whole
a,
night
that's
just,
a person.
Wah!
That's a person.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's going to kill us.
Yeah.
Let me go home.
Good morning. What's going on?
What's going on?
Did you watch Love Island last night?
I didn't. I was out late. I caught up on the night before, though. So
I'm the exact
I didn't
same.
Last night,
I
yeah.
caught up on the night before, but I didn't watch last night. But I came across this TikTok, and it was basically like all the off complaints that Love Island has gotten
yeah.
over the years.
Oh, not just on this season.
No,
okay. Yeah.
I actually haven't looked at this season. I'm sure there's quite a lot.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of complaints after movie night. Saw a headline about that.
Interesting. Okay, well, I doubt it's as high as the highest amount of complaints that the one person got. I'm going to go up, like, kind of up the list, right? I'm also going to say some names here that you won't recognise. I'll try my best to describe them. 400 complaints for controlling behaviour was Joe Garrett. It was very early on in, like, a season.
I remember. He was with that surfer,
Lucy.
Lurdy.
Lucy, yeah. He liked Lucy, and Lucy didn't really like him. With 500,
he was full on. I remember feeling uncomfortable watching him.
Full
he
on.
Was scared. He was a bit, like, he was too much.
With 500 complaints, apparently, he was treated unfairly was Tommy Fury. There you
oh,
go.
Tommy was treated unfairly.
Apparently.
Don't remember that.
With 700 complaints for harassing contestants, it's our one and only Lord and Saviour, Maura Higgins.
You win out. You said it. And now what? You're saying you didn't?
I repeated what they asked me. I said it'd be interesting seeing she's all mouth.
Yeah, you said it, Tom.
That's not
yes,
it.
You said it, making me feel like a piece of
they asked me a question.
Unlike
he'll
the
never live that down.
That was one of her finest moments
it was
on the show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It was so
he
good.
He was bad mouthing her and like alluding that she's, I don't know, some kind of way if they went to the hideaway, and she overheard him and ripped the lad to shreds.
Yeah, she really did. Jess Harding, do you remember this girl? She's kind of.
I do, Blondie.
Yeah, Blondie. I don't remember her being incredibly bullying, but apparently she did 800 complaints on Ofcom.
Jesus, I can't recall that.
For just specifically for her.
Yeah.
With 1,500 complaints.
That's a lot of complaints.
About how he treated other contestants. It's our keeper from Shelburne. It's Scott van der Sloo.
Three.
Leah, you're starting to do a lot of talking as well, for f***ing sake. Connection. Jesus Christ.
What are you on about?
You're the f***ing spokesperson. Suddenly you haven't f***ing spoke for about 4 weeks.
He is one of the most volatile people ever. I can't imagine how much I would not get on with that man.
He is the most cutting.
Yeah.
Like, he is so quick with the things he comes out with.
And he manipulates situations to suit him so much. He's fresh in my head because he was on All Stars this year, of course. Mm. So it's only in the last few months I was watching him on screen again. He's a piece of work. Do you remember when he walked into the villa as a bombshell and just went for Sean?
Yes,
I
do remember
like,
that.
The audacity, like, stop.
It was so bizarre. In Series 4, there were 2,500 complaints about the producers misleading Danny from Jack and Danny.
Right.
Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
Because when Jack went to Casa Amor,
they made it look like he behaved badly, but he actually didn't, did he?
It was basically like his ex came in and they were like, oh, he's buzzing. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
But he wasn't. Megan Forte Clark, she was most recent. She covered up with Connor in the most recent...
Last summer. Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. She got 2,600. Jax O'Neill got 3,500. Shakira Khan got 3,500. Luca Besh, the man sells fish.
Yeah.
3,600 for misogynistic behaviour.
He's all loved up these days, isn't he? Wasn't he on Love Island Games and he met someone or was in All Stars and he's happy.
I think it was. Yeah. Series 7, there was 7,500 complaints.
7,500
about that girl who was coupled up with your man who was just like, are we not a couple?
You know, I recognize Cornwall
and he liked feet.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Isn't it funny how like at the time there are entire Roman Empire and a year passes and we're like, who's that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 8,500 complaints for a wonderful person, Lucinda.
There's nothing to stick up for, it ain't your business. So what are you sticking your nose in for?
Because
me and you
I'm
are in a good place. Me and you,
it
ain't
double standard.
And I'm like, what are you saying about you?
But
stop
I'm just
making
saying
every situation
I'm
to you.
This is the exact same
oh, listen
situation.
Up.
Honestly, that was such a tough watch. That was the pylon on Lucinda.
It was, but that's why she got, yeah. It was the 8,500 complaints because Lucinda was ganged up on there.
It was horrible, wasn't it? And I feel like at the moment we're potentially getting into that that threshold again in this season. Like, there's just a turn against Julia and I don't like it.
I really like her.
I love her too.
But lastly, Faye Winter with 24,500 complaints on Ofcom when she went mad at Teddy for no reason. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, yes!
And then for some reason they had their final date in a bed of rose petals in a pool. It was so bizarre.
That was that wasn't very nice at all. I remember that. 24, like, for a lot of people to give out about it online, you know, bitch to their friends and complain to their friends about the way certain people are treated. But for 24,000 people to actually go on and officially complain.
And I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That was one of the most complained about TV things in
ever.
The UK. Of all time.
Wow.
To put into perspective, I know that you were saying about like the drama in movie night this week. I just kind of looked up online. There's only been about 500 complaints to Ofcom.
So far this season.
Yeah, so Ofcom is the UK TV regulator, so they're the ones who you complain to. But then outside of that Love Island one, there was only two more that has had more complaints of all time. There was Celebrity Big Brother in 2007. I don't know if you remember the Jade Goody racism row.
Yes.
That got nearly 50,000 complaints.
Wow.
And then in 2021, Piers Morgan holds the crown, holding the most complained about TV moment
doesn't
ever in the UK.
Surprise me. What was it?
Nearly 60,000 complaints after he said things about Meghan Markle.
Oh my God, I remember that. Yeah, what a weirdo.
Strange behaviour out of him. So Faye Winter's third.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'd always like to complain about TV, but I'm not that sad.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Get your grub for the match later on tonight. Win yourself a €50 McDonald's voucher in about 10 minutes' time.
Lovely stuff. Today is a special day. I've been thinking about it during the week. It's been on the back of my mind and it was all gearing up for this morning. But it turns out when it comes to your anniversary with your partner, it was just me who remembered.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, happy anniversary. Do you mean
thanks.
Is that with me, right? Because I'm your work partner. But you mean Jack, right?
I mean Jack.
Oh, thank
God. Thank God. Yeah, yeah.
In the clear there.
Our anniversary is the 22nd of September.
Ours.
Yeah.
As in me and you.
Our work relationship anniversary is the 22nd of September.
Okay.
Make sure to remember that.
Thank you very much.
I will be wishing you a happy anniversary.
087711103. If you could remind me on that day, that would be great. Or just the day before.
This is the most unromantic anniversary ever.
I feel like you did the same thing last year, didn't you? You just don't do anniversaries.
No, we did last year. We went back to where we had our first date and everything.
Oh,
we made a point
of
it.
That was
cute. Yeah, it was really cute.
What was the really like smushy thing about that?
You just hated all of it because we went back to the same place.
He's
where we
had
went.
A kiss or something.
Yeah, I think Emma went through the entire night. It was like they were going to wear the same things. They were going to go to the same pub where they first met. And they were going to do the whole, are you Emma? Are you Jack?
Yeah. If you may, a bit of role play.
Oh my God. He thinks spicy.
Yeah, bigger than spicy.
Sorry, go on. This is the most unromantic one
ever.
So it
went from last year as a bit of role play to happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, babe. Is that it? I woke up this morning like, happy anniversary.
Nothing.
I know for a fact there will not be a card. We had to cancel. It's so funny because you know the way it's like fun period and everything is fun at the moment. And like last week or the week before, we were sitting down just looking at the diary going, oh Jesus, like we need to get, you know, maybe like you were saying, Dave, in recent weeks, like something's going to have to be binned off. We're doing too many fun things.
Yeah.
We were looking ahead and he went, oh, that meal on the 10th, cancel that.
Oh no.
And I went, excuse me. And he was like, what's that?
Is that the Mr. S?
Yeah. He said, that meal on the 10th, what's that? Cancel that. And I went, Jack, that is our anniversary. And he was like, oh, is it? All right, Garn, keep that then. And I had to say to him during the week, I said, do you want us to cancel that dinner on Friday? He said, like, you know I love you. Come on, what's the point? We don't have to be like, do you want to go to Dermot Kennedy or do you want to go out for our anniversary? And I was like, I want to do both. And he was like, come on now.
I'm genuinely in shock. Like, I thought I did bare minimum. That is horrendous.
So instead, our anniversary consists of me and Jack going to stay at my granny tonight.
If I did this with Pippa, like, we're going to Finglas to see Granny. That's happy anniversary. We're staying over.
Yeah.
Lads, genuinely, I don't think she talked to me for weeks.
Yeah, nothing. There won't be anything today. I'm telling you now for a fact, there won't be a card.
Surely he woke up, you said happy anniversary. He said, oh, Yeah. A happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he not instantly going, right, and he'd go to the shop, he'd get some flowers, get a card, get some chocolate?
That strikes me as something that Jack would do.
I know, it's really surprising.
He's very thoughtful in other ways.
Yeah. No, he's normally really good. He's dropped the ball significantly. I need to frighten him. Maybe.
What if this is a ruse?
Come home a little toy boy. That's what you do.
Just David Hammond on your arm.
There's no comparison there between me and Jack.
What if this is a ruse? Because this, I don't know. I expect better from Jack, and I think he's something up his sleeve.
I don't know. I think that he's just genuinely like really stressed out about how much fun we've been having, and is like, you know, he's like, he's met me, so he's going to all these gigs. He's not even a gig goer. He's like, this is mental. I can't believe we're doing something again this weekend. You know, that kind of way. He just wants a quiet life. I think he's overwhelmed with plans.
Right.
So I think he's, I just think it hasn't even really hit him.
He's got Emma's granny's house covered in balloons.
No,
petals.
No. Yeah.
Has he got time booked off for tomorrow night for the England match?
Because I said, do you want to go to Dermot Kennedy on Saturday? He was like, no. And I was like, what? Pippa relax, said,
Pippa
why?
Said the same thing. I was like, no, what? I was like, this is the last thing I want to do. I want to watch Smash. Like,
yeah. And he was like, okay. No. I was like, okay, relax. What's your issue? Like, he was like, it's the England match. I was like, oh, right. Grand, relax. Guess we'll watch that for anniversary.
Right.
So the anniversary is granny tonight.
I'm getting worried
England
for you,
tomorrow.
To be honest. It's not sounding as...
spicy.
Spicy, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded a little bit 40 years of marriage. No, that's a lie. It's sounding 43 years of marriage.
Oh,
well, they have got a kid, Seamus the dog,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's changed everything, yeah, yeah.
There's no love there anymore. It's just responsibility.
It's just the stress of taking care of the dog. You know, you're
Jack, if you're listening, do something. Or I will.
This is Spin. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, here we go. World Cup fever remains. Even me is getting sad that the games are starting to dry up a bit. It was a bit of crack.
Yeah, it is.
I know it's getting
good.
Exciting
it's
now,
like,
but there's less
like
games. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. We're getting you match ready with the FIFA World Cup meal for adults available now at McDonald's. We got loads of €50 McDonald's vouchers for you to win this morning. If you want a €50 McDonald's voucher, listen up.
So you can select 9 nuggets or a Big Mac meal with fries and a drink and score one of 6 limited edition cups.
Did you watch the match last night?
I did actually, yeah, it was really good. And I just really enjoyed saying Mbappe.
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 What was his name? Mbappe. Mbappe.
Did you ever see Bridget Jones's Baby? Did you ever see that movie?
Only you could bring that up right now.
Do you know at the beginning when they're in the news studio and they're trying to pronounce Gotcha? Gotcha. No?
No.
Oh, I need to
I've never seen
that.
It. But
that's the way, anyway.
Mbappe, I'm with you. No, honestly, Mbappe and Dembele, they're just two unbelievable players. They're having an unbelievable World Cup. And I'm actually happy for them. But I did want Morocco to win. And also, I was really, really happy when Mbappe missed the penalty.
Do you remember I was saying yesterday on the show that my friend was like, I'm landing tomorrow, can't wait to see you. And I was like, because I'd lost all my WhatsApp chats, I had no idea how long she was staying for.
Yeah.
She actually was flying in from Morocco. She's been there for the last 10 days on holidays with the girls. And she said the fever was electric. She was obviously backing Morocco much last night, imagining them all. But yeah, so disappointing.
I'm actually going to miss that about, like, because there's so many Brazilians in Dublin and they're all still wearing their flags and still wearing their jerseys. But there's no more matches on for Brazil,
I know, it's such a letdown.
And I was just like, that was a bit of crack.
Yes, of course. Because we were just feeding off everyone else who actually, like, you know what I mean? Because Ireland obviously weren't in the World Cup.
Exactly.
So.
Well, Pippa is still in America for work at the moment, which means I'm on my own to watch the match tonight, which I'm buzzing about.
Right, okay.
Spain-Belgium, 8 o'clock tonight.
Spain are probably going to do it, are they?
Yeah, most likely. But
we love an underdog.
We do indeed. We still want your predictions, right? So if you want to win one of those McDonald's vouchers to get you ready for the match, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word match with your name and location to 087 711 1038. A €50 McDonald's voucher could be sent out to you, all for WhatsApping us the word match.
So 087 711 1038. Now the World Cup fever remains among us.
It remains among us, it does. We're getting you match ready with the FIFA World Cup meal for adults. Available now at McDonald's, and we got loads of €50 McDonald's vouchers for you to win this morning.
You can select 9 nuggets or a Big Mac meal with fries and a drink and score one of 6 limited edition cups.
We're curious what you think about tonight's match. We're curious about what your predictions might be if you texted in the word match. And let's see if we can win you some €50 vouchers.
What I love about this is you don't have to be like a football pro like to give your thoughts and opinions. So anyone who wants to win the McDonald's voucher, it's like, come on, be a pundit. Yeah. Tell us your thoughts on the game. With that in mind, Chloe, how are you?
Hi,
what's the crack? Are you enjoying
Chloe?
The World Cup fever?
Yeah.
All right, Chloe, what's your prediction tonight? Spain, Belgium, who's winning?
Spain.
Give us your score prediction.
Two to Spain, one to Belgium.
Two to Spain, one to Belgium. 2-1. Chloe,
yeah.
That's locked in. You've got a €50 McDonald's voucher. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy that, Chloe. Have a lovely birthday. Weekend.
Good luck.
We're looking for you now, Aaron.
Hello.
Hiya, Aaron. It's Em and Dave. How are you?
Hey, Aaron.
How are you? I'm just driving to work here. Good. That's gas. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Are you enjoying all the World Cup matches?
Yeah, definitely. We're lining up for the quarterfinal the weekend and the UFC to watch.
Very good. Will you watch the match tonight? Spain, Belgium?
Yeah. You think Spain's going to do it?
You think Spain's going to do it? What's your score prediction?
It's 2-0.
Okay, 2-0. I actually probably would have said even more, to be honest, but listen, it's locked in.
Who is like Spain's most famous player?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot now.
Oh, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you mean Lamal.
Oh, yeah.
Lamine Yamal, I can never
say that name properly. Yeah, okay.
Lamine Yamal.
Very good. Well, listen, you've won yourself a €50 McDonald's voucher. You can enjoy that watching the sport over the weekend and the match tonight, Aaron.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Aaron. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
And now, Sarah, we're looking for you. Hiya, Sarah. Em and Dave here. How are you?
Hiya, Sarah.
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're not too bad, Sarah. Are you going to watch the match tonight, Spain-Belgium?
I suppose I will.
Actually, what else is there on?
What time is it tonight?
What
is
else
it 10?
Yeah.
Is it 9, 10?
It's 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, that's a bit more sociable.
Well, Spain-Belgium, who do you have, Sarah? What do you think? Everyone's been saying Spain. No one said Belgium so far. What's your prediction? Who's winning?
I'll go with Belgium. Yes. We love an underdog.
That's it, exactly. Any score predictions?
I'm going to go 2-1.
2-1 to Belgium.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
That would be fantastic. In the 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And just done.
In the 90 minutes.
Imagine Belgium knocking out Spain. That is iconic behaviour out of Belgium.
Well done. You got a €50 McDonald's voucher on the way to you to enjoy that match later on tonight.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks a million, guys.
So welcome. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
And now we're looking for you, Adam. Hey, Adam, it's Em and Dave. How are you?
Hey, Adam.
I'm good. News?
Yeah, not too bad at all. You going to watch the match later on tonight?
We are, of course.
You are, of course. Who do you have, Spain or Belgium?
I'd love Belgium to win, but it's more than likely going to be Spain.
Yeah, it probably is, to be honest. What would you put as a score prediction, Adam?
Let's go with 2-1 Spain.
And do you think it'll be in the 90 minutes, or do you think it'll go to extra time or penalties or anything like that?
Oh, we'll say it'll be done in the 90.
Okay, I'd probably say the
Belgium
same.
Belgium are obviously good if they're getting to the stage of the competition.
Yeah,
now,
they're
right?
Decent. But Spain are just class.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, listen, we can tell you, you've won yourself a €50 McDonald's voucher. Enjoy the game tonight with that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, Adam.
Have a great day.
Same to you.
Bye. It's funny. Why do we get so behind the underdog? Do you know what I mean? Like, is in the people who are talented.
I think it's an Irish culture thing.
Yeah, probably is, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. Okay, well, enjoy the games over the weekend. I'm not allowed to go to Dermot Kennedy tomorrow because I have to watch the England game.
Fair enough. Vamos Norway. I don't know how to say come on Norway in Norwegian.
We'll learn.
Do you know what? People might be surprised to learn that I'm really into my tech.
Yeah, you love your tech. You always have, haven't you?
I love having the latest phone. And
your dad works in tech, doesn't he? So I think that was around you all your life.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Dad works in tech, but he doesn't know tech at all.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? At all. He just runs an IT services company.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But he doesn't know anything about IT.
Okay.
Like, he owns a computer company and we were the last on our street to have broadband. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's my dad. But because I'm so into tech, I'm everybody's IT guy.
Mm.
So everyone always comes to me with IT stuff. So like, my friend wanted an iPad the other day and he was like, what one should I get? And I was like, no, don't get any. There's no point. You won't use it. As soon as you get it, you'll just be like, why'd I spend £300 on this or £400 or whatever it is?
Yeah, I don't really see people using iPads very much. They're popular in schools, aren't they? But other than that, do they really have to serve much purpose anymore?
I think it's probably my biggest regret was buying an iPad.
You read on it. That's it, isn't it?
I don't anymore because I have the Kindle.
Ah, okay.
But then the other thing is that everyone wants me to fix their stuff, not just come to me for, you know,
advice.
suggestions or advice. My housemate Linda got a new phone I had to set it up for.
Mm.
And I was just like, this is my favourite part about getting a new phone and setting it up.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Why would you not want to do this yourself? She's like, no, you do it. I'll do it wrong. I was like,
It's
actually really boring setting up someone else's phone.
Yeah, because you don't get to set it up your way.
And I'm like, right, what's your password for this? And they're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, how would I know? And then I have to go home later on today and set up my dad's telly.
Well, I actually have a job for you.
Oh, I was waiting for something to come up.
This literally happened last night. I took off my Whoop to charge it and I tried to put it back together and I just can't put it back together properly.
Oh my God.
I can't get it back on. So I put it in my handbag and said, Dave will sort that out for me now in the morning. And I genuinely said that. I was like, I'll give that to Dave in the morning and he'll sort that out.
You know what's a really bad sign when something she gives you sounds like this?
And I know he'll
There's
fix
bits
it.
Bits falling all over the place.
It'll be back on me wrist in no time. Give him like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do you have it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
You're number one
on your music station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello, how are you keeping?
I just think that's a very funny way to start there. Hello, how are you keeping?
Hello, how are you keeping?
So country. I felt like I just went to a pub down the country.
Do you know what just happened?
This is Dave. Hello, how are you keeping?
Padraig, from who's been on the show loads when we're off, has just walked past the window and I don't know what
Wilson
happened.
Padraig Wilson McCarthy.
I just went, hello, how are you keeping?
Hello, how are you keeping?
How are you keeping? Bye. Do you remember in the 90s when life wasn't as woke, when your parents used to bring you to the pub?
Yes.
And you'd be sitting around in the pub and I still have the memory of sitting in the pub and the smoke everywhere when people smoked inside. Crazy to
Proper
think
order.
That was a thing. And you'd be so just thrilled waiting for your fiver to go to the shop.
You got a fiver?
Maybe it wasn't quite a fiver now that I think of it. Maybe
in
it was
1970, you got a fiver.
There you go. But you'd be so chuffed at yourself and that's all you wanted was your like 50, bottle of cadet.
50p is what we got.
And your few jellies and maybe it was a pound or two. Anyway, I felt like that parent last night my dog.
Oh, really?
Because I'm trying to turn him into a pub dog, right? Because he was too hyper. You know the way I always see like really good dogs if their owner's just going out for like a couple of drinks and the dog's just laying under the table, not harming anyone, just being really chilled out. He's just been too hyper until like now. He's like really getting into the flow of being a pub dog.
Yeah, a couple of points.
Yeah, he's just chilling under the table. And last night I was like,
are they welcoming him? Like, they could bring him over
love
water?
Him. They're really good to him. Yeah, really sound to him. Actually, shout out to Revels and Rathfarnham who were so good to him last night. But I felt like the parent because I was like, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm just going to go over to the centre and I get him a few treats.
Very nice.
So I was just feeding him like chicken sticks under the table.
That's
and I felt
funny.
Like the parent, he was like, he hasn't even had his dinner.
Here's
he's
your bacon.
Just been having, like, he's just been having chicken sticks for his
That's
dinner.
That's so funny.
So I'm like, I think now he'll have positive association. Pub means chicken sticks.
Ah.
And now we're sorted.
As long as he's calm and chill and relaxed.
Exactly. Happy days. It took a while to get to this place, but finally, he's a pub dog. Florence Road, hanging out to dry. You're listening to Spin. Summer's number one hit music station and Dave Ranks on the way in a few minutes' time.
Oh, yeah. But I keep forgetting about that.
But for now.
Tricky.
10. Play the Tricky 10 twice a day for 2K. Up first this morning is Kieran. Hello, how are you?
How are things?
Yeah, not too bad. Kieran, are you a Kieran with a C or a K?
Kieran with a C.
Kieran with a C. So
is there a father in there?
And not Kieran.
Yeah, father on the second A.
Lovely stuff. And any plans for the weekend?
I think we're going to Dermot Kennedy actually tomorrow.
Oh, amazing.
You've tickets already. Great. Yeah. So if you win them this morning, you can gift them.
Yeah, you could give them to someone else. What are we going to say? Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be really, really lovely. Are you a big fan of him? It's one of those things you'll probably know every single song. That's always a good gig.
That's true.
Well, we actually are. Myself and my partner, and then we were at Amble last, so it was great to hear that they were doing
this. Yeah, they're class as well. Two gigs in one and Aaron Rowan support too. Okay, listen, let's try and win you that €2,000 this morning.
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock for you, Kieran, and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva this weekend. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Alan Kearney on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 47.71 seconds. Kieran, we have the utmost faith
Come
in
on.
You. You sound like you're cool, calm and collected. What do you do for work?
I'm a fire alarm technician.
Fire alarm technician. And are you in work today?
I'm in work today. I'm on the way to work now.
Very good,
so
very good.
All right. Day.
Well, let's see if we can get you €2,000 before you arrive at work. Emma's going to ask your questions. Take a deep breath. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
That's here actually really good advice. Yeah.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, Kieran, let's do this. Start the clock. What number rhymes with bricks, fix and clicks?
Six.
On an analog clock, if it was 20 to the hour, what number would the big hand be pointing to? What was that, sorry?
Eight.
What is the next prime number after three?
Six,
complete this saying, two heads are better than what?
One.
Charlene Murphy was on Love Island for how many days?
Nine.
What number on your computer keyboard would you press with shift to get the quotation mark?
Two.
The Ireland rugby team played their first ever Six Nations match at Croke Park in the year 2000 and what?
27.
How many people were in the Sugar Babes when they first formed?
Four.
How are you doing after that, Ciarán?
Well, it wasn't the best. There was a few.
In fairness, Ciarán, I thought they were very tough questions.
Yeah, there were a few hard ones there.
There were, yeah. And how did you feel? Like, you're obviously listening on the way to work, and how does it compare at taking it on from your perspective?
Yeah, no, it's a lot more when you're...
A bit more intense, like, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, listen, we've done the maths. Let's tally up your score and see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, a score of 6, Ciarán. That's not too bad, especially since you only answered 8 questions.
Yeah, that's really good going, actually, when you think of it like that.
If we kept going that way, like if we were a little bit speedier with your answers, we probably would have finished the 10. You would have got like an 8 or something like that. All right, Ciarán, how do you feel after that?
Yeah, no, that was good. I'd definitely like to give it a go again.
Good. Right, well, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. Only 2 out of the 8 wrong. What is the next prime number after 3? You said 6, but the answer is actually 5. And then how many people were in the Sugar Babes when they first formed? You said 4, but the answer was 3. So not too bad at all, Ciarán.
That's all that caught you. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy Dermot Kennedy. Yeah, it's nice that you're going anyway.
Thanks, guys.
Lovely to chat to you.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Guys, I have a crazy idea.
Go on.
Imagine it.
We play every day 3 times for 3K.
Not a bad idea.
No, I can't write any more questions.
Callum, more questions, please.
I'm doing 50 questions a day.
I was at home the other day and I was like, I better do a few Turkey Tank questions for Callum. He's up to his neck every day with these. I lay on the couch for like an hour and I wrote out 20 questions and I was like, that is so good. That's such a help. And then I thought, and I was like, that's just one day of questions.
Oh, that's great.
This man has to do this every single day. No, here's my $1 million idea. Tricky 10, the board game.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
I've always wanted to create something, like, forget board games these days. There was a radio station in the... No, it wasn't even a radio station. An app would work. There's Pointless. You know the Pointless TV show
like
where you
Pointless.
Have to go from 100
yeah.
to 1? You can play that
on your
smart
Alexa.
Speaker.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
Maybe a tricky 10 on the smart speaker.
That'd be
but
cool.
I'm delighted with Ciarán, and there's just a little bit of joy inside me when people don't answer all 10 questions, because Ciarán only got through 8 out of 10.
Two there.
So I've got 2 that I can use for Monday.
It's so funny.
Poor Callum. Dave actually said something to him yesterday. He goes, I've unlocked a new genre for you for questions. And Callum was like, tell me what? And he was like, do the big hand on the clock ones.
There's one in this one and there's one at 9 o'clock as well, I think.
Everyone go study the big hand on the clock.
Can you not go to AI and just be like, give me 20 questions?
No, AI is crap with
this.
No,
but can you go, give me 20 questions with the answer of 1.
I've tried it. It gives me the same questions and then it starts freaking out. And a great one that I use for an example is the Olympic rings one.
Yeah.
There's 5 Olympic rings on the flag of the Olympics. Mm. And sometimes it would give me 1 because there's 1 flag.
God.
And then it goes, oh, no, I got that wrong. Don't test me. Don't be funny because really annoyed me.
Callum does not use AI for these questions. It would just get him into too much trouble. Okay, we're going to play the Tricky 10 again after 9 o'clock. Do you want to play? We know there's going to be a big hand on the clock question. You could win yourself €2,000 on a Friday. And obviously, we have to find a winner for these Dermot Kennedy tickets as well. Message us the word Tricky now to play after 9.
I welcome you to one of my favourite parts of the week. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like songs from Phineas and Ferb or maybe lines from Fran in Love Hate.
Mm.
Well, there is a show that has featured on Dave Ranks before in the past that I have enjoyed. I don't know why I love it so much, because it has a laugh track. So I decided, why don't I bring this back a little bit? So it's a 2.5 Men themed Dave Ranks this
Lovely.
Morning. I do enjoy that show. So I welcome you to Dave Ranks Songs and Jingles from Charlie Harper in 2.5 Men.
This is what Dave Ranks is all about, baby.
Charlie Harper is a character in 2.5 Men. He's played by Charlie Sheen, and his character writes theme songs for TV shows or maybe jingles for products that you can buy in the shop. So I've decided to rank them for you from 5 to 1. Some of them, Charlie is singing them himself. Some of them, he is not.
Okay.
In 5th place, we start with, we're kind of in episode 1, and we are introduced to Jake, who is Charlie's nephew. And Jake sees a cereal that he likes and he starts singing the theme tune to said cereal. And Charlie says, do you know who wrote that? Your Uncle Charlie wrote that. In 5th place, it's Maple Loops.
It's got oats and corns and wheat. It's the sweetest breakfast treat.
It's maple, 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 maple delicious.
Very good. That's quite catchy.
In fourth place, we move on to a product that Charlie Harper wrote a theme jingle for. The product is called Toezine, and it's about when you have gunk in between your feet, in between your toes, and you need a little bit of cream. Now, he got this obviously made because it went further, and he did very, very well. And someone is actually singing it, so it's not Charlie Harper. In fourth place, it's Toezine.
Bad stuff grows in the cracks of your toes. Woo!
Fabulous.
I know this is the most bizarre Dave Ranks you'll have ever heard. We're into the top three for songs and jingles from Charlie Harper and 2.5 Men, and I'm ranking them from 5 to 1. In third place, Charlie Harper was writing a song for a new TV show called Super Dad. It's this.
Larry was just a single dad till a toxic spill in the science lab gave him super strength and x-ray eyes. Cooks, cleans, now he flies. Super Dad. He's a super bad, fighting mad, college grad, wearing plaid. Super Dad.
Very good.
We move on to second place for Dave Rank Songs and Jingles from Charlie Harper and 2.5 Men. This is a product, not a product, it's a TV ad, and it's for pest control.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the last line in it.
If your home is bug infested, filled with spiders, flies, or gnats, all our sprays are safety tested. We kill vermin, not your cat.
Brilliant. Callum.
That uses the tune to Ode to Joy.
Oh, okay. We kill vermin, not your cat. Honestly, lives rent free in my head. I don't know why. And then we move on to first place. This is my favorite jingle slash song that he writes in 2.5 Men. And it's for a TV show named Oshikuru, a demon samurai. And the whole thing of the episode is that Jake, Charlie's nephew, is a big fan of this comic book that's being made into a TV show.
Okay.
But Charlie doesn't really get the vibe of Oshikuru. It's supposed to be this demon samurai. He's raised from the dead and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But Charlie writes it as like a little bit of a fun jingle. Oshikuru is number one on Dave Ranks This Morning.
Now he's oh, 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 Oshikuru, oh, 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 Oshikuru. Demon samurai. Who's the guy who had to die? Oshikuru.
Dave, as ranks go, that was definitely the most niche, and I respect it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Alan has messaged saying, I don't know how Dave always manages to scratch the itch in my brain that I didn't know I had.
Isn't that the best feedback ever?
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, Alan. Thank you.
You're niche, but other people like your niche.
Nice.
Too.
Thank you, lads.
New Sienna Spyro now. This is Spin. She's so cool. She's doing a lot of interviews at the moment in the UK, and she's popping up all over my Instagram. She's bringing back the beehive hairstyle.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, like, you know, the little
old
kind
school
of,
Adele, like.
Yes, yes, the little hairband, and then the hair goes up at the back. She's quite cool. Sienna Spyro's her name.
What was the Irish singer who had that beehive? Or was it Amy Winehouse?
Amy
also
Winehouse,
had it.
Yeah.
But wasn't there Imelda May? She also kind
Imelda
of
May rocked that too. Yeah, 100%. Now, I'm not going to lie, I just legged it out there to get a quick coffee.
Yeah.
And lying on the desk at reception are these.
That's one, two, three.
And there are two, right? So, see this? So
What do they say on them? They're tickets, but what do they say on them?
They say, Dermot Kennedy plus special guests, Aviva Stadium for Sunday. And there's six tickets here, so three pairs. I don't really know what they're lying around for. I don't know if they're meant to go to someone in particular, but I think we should give them away on the show.
Oh, yeah.
It is Dermot Kennedy!
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy. Come see me live. Pick up your tickets to the gig right here on Spin.
When did he record that? Callum, I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it.
We found them tickets 4 seconds ago.
And he somehow managed to pull
managed
that. He's
managed to interview Dermot Kennedy in that time.
He's a producer that knows
extraordinary.
No
one. That was actually me doing the voice.
Was it?
Yeah, you take off Dermot
Come
really
see
well.
Me
it's going to be a massive weekend for Irish music. Aaron Rowe, Amble, and Dermot Kennedy playing the Three Arena Saturday and Sunday night.
The Aviva.
What did I say?
You said the three arena.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Way
multiply
bigger than
that. Multiply that by 13 by 26, 4 and a half.
It's huge, the audience that's coming to see Dermot Kennedy. I remember falling in love with his music back in 2018 when I was really depressed after a breakup, and he had a little EP called Doves and Ravens.
All right,
and
okay. Relax.
And ever since,
it was a breakfast radio, like, come on.
Bring up the mood a little bit. And it really helped me when I was really sad. I used to call him my unpaid therapist. Anyway, he is a great lad and he's got great tunes, and the weekend's going to be really special. Do you want to go with these tickets that I hope are not meant for someone in particular, because we want to give them away on the show this morning.
They're not the Tricky 10 tickets, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we've more for that. Don't worry.
This
don't
is
worry.
Savage.
Yeah, so if you want to play, if you want to go, message us now the word Dermot or Dermo. I'll accept Dermo. In fact, I prefer Dermo. To 087 711 103. Do you want to go to Dermot Kennedy Sunday? Message us the word Dermo now. 087 711 103. But if we bring you back, we're going to do that silly
we're
thing
gonna
again.
We're going to do the thing, right?
Yeah,
so
let's do the thing.
You can't answer the phone with hello. You have to answer the phone saying something silly, right? And basically, the reason for this is because we always get ripped out of it online because Spin is the station that always plays, "Who used to be giants?"
Wait, so we don't even do that anymore. We get a bad rap for that on TikTok.
We get bad rap for everything. Literally everything. Chicken filler roll, spice bag and Dermot Kennedy.
Which
that
are
is
things
what Spin
we don't
is.
Even do.
No.
Anyway.
But listen, that's what we need you to answer the phone with.
This,
if we call you back.
Used to be giants.
We're taking the mick out of ourselves this morning because Spin gets ripped for it all the time. Okay, so answer the phone with
"We used to be giants."
And you have to be as good at singing it as him, or else we'll hang up.
Oh, everyone stop messaging now. They don't have Dermot Kennedy's voice. No, give it a lash. Have a sing along. It's Friday. It's a bear crack.
"We used to be giants."
And we have those tickets. Six of them to go. Three pairs to go for Sunday. 087 711 103. WhatsApp us the word Dermo right now.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Score weekly winning deals from McDonald's. Available exclusively on Just Eat.
And then I was so depressed after that I went and got it. I got a tattoo of his lyrics on my arm, and then I showed it to him years later, and guess what?
He didn't care.
He didn't care.
No, I do enjoy that story.
Okay.
That makes me like really rate him.
He was like, "Oh, cool." I was like, "It's inked on me for life."
If I came up with something, like say if I did like a Dave Ranks or something that someone enjoyed and they got it tattooed, I'd honestly make them my brother.
Yeah, I know. He didn't care.
So let's be realistic. A girl's not doing that.
Highs of 25 degrees. The weekend is looking good too. It'll be fab for these gigs. If you want to go, Dermo in a WhatsApp now. Let's have a check in on Dublin's Roads with Alex.
Morning, the answer.
I was chatting to my friend, and my friend is on Hinge, and she's going through all the emotions of being on Hinge, as in like she was off it for 6 months, not dating, just sick of it all, you know? Mm-hmm. And now she's back and she's dating. You know, like you kind of go through phases of being so on it and then so off it.
Okay.
But she was telling me about this date she was on at some point in the last few months. And it was just, you know, when you sit down and like she made an effort to drive because she lives kind of quite rurally. So anywhere she has to go to meet someone, like there's a bit of effort has to go in because like where she's from is not very populated.
Right,
so
okay.
A bit of driving involved and all the rest. So she went to meet this lad anyway. And the very first interaction, they sat down and she ordered a pint.
All right.
And he said, like one of the first lines apart from "Hi, how are you?" was, "No woman of mine..."
Oh, God.
"...would ever drink a pint."
Oh, do you know what? Great. See you later.
And that's exactly what she said.
What a freak.
She just said, do you know when you're so sick of it? She actually just said, do you know what? See ya. I couldn't be arsed.
So what did she do?
She left. She was like, I just know from this very second that you are not for me, sir.
The second, oh,
and she said, and
what
I said, and I said, was he taking the mic? Like, I said, was he joking? She think he was like, yeah. She was like, no. She said, I could tell by him. From the second I saw him, there was just, I was just like, nah, good luck.
What an absolute
and
loser.
And that was it. When it just put you off so much.
But you know what? It's mad that some men are curious as to why they're single. Do you know what I mean? Like they're genuinely like, but I don't get it. I'm a catch. No, you're not, man.
I'm not even saying it as like an anti-man. I'm sure that there's loads of lads who've been on dates with girls or girls have been on dates with girls or whatever who were like, she was an awful wagon. But you know, I'm just saying in this instance, I just went, I totally get you when you're just like, do you know what? I'm going to get in my car and drive my 40 minutes home. I'm not sitting through this tonight.
I couldn't do this whole thing again. Pippa, please never leave me.
I know.
I can't do the whole thing again.
I know, it's so stressful. I was talking to her about it and I was like, I remember when I lived with the girls and on a Sunday or whatever, us being like, right girls, come on, just give it 1 hour.
Yeah.
60 minutes, put a timer on your phone, we'll put it away after that point, and everyone will be like, I don't want to, but I want to find someone.
Oh, it's so
and you
sad.
Just give it the hour, and then you'd be looking at each other going, anyone? And you'd be like, yeah, no. Actually, I'm chatting someone here, they're nice. And then you'd go and show, and they'd be like, I'm chatting them as well. You're like, oh no, what a lava. I just felt it for people. I feel it for people so much. Yeah. I put up an Instagram story the other day, just take it on my reel. Jack was just messing at the Pitbull gig, and I wrote in the caption, like, spend probably over €300 on Hinge boosts, but finally found him, thank God. And a few girls have messaged me going, would you actually recommend the boost?
Really?
And I'm like, do you know what?
Oh, you were a big fan of the boost.
Oh, I just wanted to get the job done. Mm. Come be arsed.
I never once used any money.
All right, flex.
I know. Isn't
it mad? Big flex. I never had to spend any money and then I found me miss.
No, I would have. I definitely had to spend money, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, I
refused
get what you mean.
To give Hinge or money. Tinder money.
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like as soon as you boost, then they're kind of like.
It
just dries up really quickly unless you give them the money or whatever. But it worked eventually.
Very good.
Took about 10 years to
I'm
get there.
I'm very happy
you know?
For you.
No, I'm not saying it like that at all. I just mean like. Just the secondhand anxiety of hearing about Hinge, I was like, oh my God, I was that soldier for such
a
long time.
It was a bad time. Anyone going through that, we're sorry.
It is Dermot Kennedy!
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy. Come see me live. Pick up your tickets to the gig right here on Spin.
All right, we've got Dermot Kennedy tickets to go. We came across three pairs lying around, and don't worry, we still have another pair to go on the tricky 10 or whatever after 9 o'clock. That is not affected. These
not
are three sets of new tickets. So basically, we told you if you want to go to Dermot Kennedy, these are tickets we found for Sunday night. To message us the word Dermot or Dermo.
Playing the Aviva Stadium, by the way, supported by Aaron Rowe and Amble. We got them three tickets for you, but you have to answer the phone a very specific way.
Yes, as usual, it's not as simple as it seems around here. No hellos, do what you got to do and win your tickets.
We used to be giants.
Yes!
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well done. You've won your way to Dermo.
Yes, love it.
Well done.
Are you a fan, Nadine?
I am, yeah, huge fan.
Did you listen to his music way back in the day as well? And did he make you feel all warm inside if you ever felt sad?
Yeah, from day one.
Yeah, same, girl.
And Nadine, if you're such a big fan, why didn't you get tickets?
Honestly, I couldn't afford them.
Do you know what? Fair enough.
And that's absolutely fair enough.
I hope Dermot's listening.
Yeah.
Put them prices down.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see him Sunday night. Have an absolute ball. Enjoy it.
Good luck, Nadine.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so you heard there. That's a bit of a spoiler alert. You know what you got to do now.
Yeah.
So let's make another call.
Do it.
Hello.
Oh my God, Zara, you're breaking my heart.
Zara, what were you meant to...
I know. I used to be done.
Yeah, I know. It would have been so nice 10 seconds ago.
Callum, I can't tell her. You tell her.
Sorry, Zara. I can't give you the tickets.
Oh, no. Sorry, Zara.
Sorry, Zara. See you later. Bye, Zara.
Fair enough. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, fair enough.
No, that's awful. That's awful.
Fair play to her for being a good sport.
Totally. Okay, let's try again. Come on.
We used to be giants.
Woo, Jody! Well
yes,
done.
Jody, well done. You are off to Dermot Kennedy on Sunday. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Are you buzzing?
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm buzzing.
That'll be great, crack. Enjoy it. Talk
Good
to you
luck,
later.
Jody, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, that is two out of three pairs of tickets gone.
Do you know what? I know you're going to try and just randomly call someone else, but can we try your one again?
Zara.
Is that her name?
Oh, yeah, like, it just doesn't sit well with me that someone's really disappointed.
I felt bad. And also, she was just like, fair enough. I was like, that's so cute.
Callum, can we please? Come on. It's nice to be nice.
I wash my hands of this, but it might be good PR for me, so.
I know. Come on. Let's try her again. If she messes up this time now, I don't know if there's anything else we can do.
To be giant.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well done, Zara. Congratulations. You're off to Dermot Kennedy on Sunday.
Oh, we couldn't do that to you.
Dreadful. I don't even know why you're crying. And I was like, he's this.
Yeah, I know.
You just totally forget. Panic.
Yeah, you do. You kind of move on very quickly in your mind. I presume you're a big Dermot Kennedy fan.
Yeah, 100%. I actually live kind of near him.
You live near him?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
He looks low. Well, no, I wouldn't go that far. I'd love to shame us, though.
But, like, would you see him out and about with the dog, like?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a bit weird that you know that you live near him then. I've never seen him, but I know. Or he's never seen me.
But I know his mom. All right, Zara.
You know his dad.
Yeah.
You know his dad.
Very nice.
Oh, is he nice?
Yeah. Yeah, he's lovely.
That's fab. I'd love to know Dermot Kennedy's dad. That would be
you
my
already have
leg.
A tattoo of his lyrics. You don't need any more connection.
Zara, enjoy Sunday. Have a great weekend.
Good
all
luck,
right?
Zara.
Unreal. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, if you missed out there, don't worry. We have another pair to go on the Tricky 10. Can you top the leaderboard and take them off us? Message us right now if you want to play the Tricky 10 after 9. Just Tricky, that's all you need to send us in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Shall we do the thing?
Oh, go on, do the
we'll
thing.
We'll do the thing.
Do you think sometimes Irish celebrities are too attainable? I know his dad.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
This is the song that we always get ripped for as a station that we apparently play loads, but yeah, I haven't heard it in
ages. Spice bag. It's here's Dermot Kennedy, spin. Used to be
giant. Dermot Kennedy and Giants on Spin. He has a countdown timer on his Instagram story. 15 hours, 4 minutes and 45 seconds till he plays his first ever Aviva Stadium gig.
I was going to be like, what's he counting down to? He just released an album. What could possibly next? I kind of forgot he's been to the Free Arena. Do you know when he sings? Did you ever have a singer like that you listen to and you just at the end of they've finished their song, you're like, their poor voice.
Yeah.
That must be horrible.
So he released that EP that he released, I mentioned from years ago, and he sang Glory. You might notice if you ever listen back to old Dermot Kennedy stuff, his voice does sound different.
Really?
He had to take time off because he was told once he got really famous, if you keep singing like this, you will have no voice in the next X amount of years. It's like your nodules and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, because I do a lot of VO work, right? Mm. So it's like for ads and for different radio stations and things like that. And you'd be saying random things like, I don't know, beat or whatever.
Yeah.
And things that, and I'm like, after one VO session, which only takes about 10 minutes, my voice is
it's
in so much
sore.
He sings for that much length of time.
But what happened was he had to learn how to sing from his belly because he was putting so much weight on his voice.
Well, that's what I was thinking because, again, like none of us are professional singers, but I was at Take That at the weekend belting out their songs and I was like, how do I have a sore voice? And they don't.
Yeah.
Even, sorry now, different thing, but we were at Legally Blonde, the musical the other night, and some of the girls were singing, their voices were amazing, while skipping.
It's mad,
like doing
it?
On a skipping rope. I was like, how are you doing that?
And the choreo and everything. I'd be it's like, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
He also was driving up the Keys. He was on the North Keys yesterday. You can see in his story.
Who, Dermot?
Yeah, he just zooms in on the Aviva across the way, going, see you soon. He must be...
He's actually excited, though, I think, as well.
It's the biggest thing of his career.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's massive.
Fair play to him.
If you're going across the weekend, enjoy. Now, just in case there's the tiny chance that you two have never heard that song, that is the brilliant Tupac and Elton John and Ghetto Gospel on Spin.
Can
with
I say
Emma
something?
Dave and Fiona.
That's probably very me. I knew the Elton John bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
But, like, is that from a different song?
Yeah,
it is, right? Yeah. Okay, grand. No, well,
there
I don't know.
You go.
I don't know that song.
Rounding off this morning's 93-some in the mix with Marty Guilfoyle every single Friday, Tupac, Elton John, 50 Cent in there, and Fat Man Scoop as well. Enjoyable as always. Tricky.
Okay. Though. Let's do it. Let's win someone some Dermot Kennedy tickets and potentially win someone €2,000 on the Tricky 10, the game where we ask you 10 questions and each answer is a number between 1 and 10, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You'll never hear an answer that's blue or 17 or...
America.
Iran.
Yeah. That's weird that I said America.
Yeah, you said Iran. That is really weird.
Really weird.
People are going to think this show is scripted.
No, man, that was just a really strange and dark coincidence.
That's so weird.
Jack is standing by to play this morning. Have you been enjoying the lovely weather?
Oh, I've been really enjoying it. It's great.
Have you been sleeping well, Jack?
Not too bad, yeah. I do be up early, so.
Oh, do you? Okay, very good. What do you do for work?
I'm a postman.
You're a postman. Amazing.
I'd say your step count is fairly good, is it, Jack?
Ah, true to roof.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
But this weather is even better for it.
Do you have something to track your steps, Jack?
Just the phone.
Just the phone. And what do you do, like, a day on average?
Between 15 and 20,000.
That's so good, Jack.
I know. It's so cool to have a job that has you move, and we just sit here like potatoes.
But it's probably like nice weather, but it can be very tough, I'd imagine, through the winter months, is it, Jack?
Ah, come the winter, it's horrible. It is really bad.
Can you tell us, like, an idea of the area that you cover?
Blanchardstown.
Very nice. And, Jack, can you do me a favour? Can you tell me something about your job that may shock us?
That may shock you?
Yeah, that we may not know about being a postman.
You wouldn't believe the amount of work postmen do. People think we have it so easy, but it is. It's a very hard job.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's magic how they... Go on, sorry, Jack.
with the amount of stuff that's just coming in at the moment, it's unbelievable.
It's off the charts between like deliveries and stuff, but then on top of that as well, like even the vintage stuff is huge at the moment. I find it amazing that you know where everything's meant to go.
It's so impressive. Well, Jack, I just got a newfound respect for postmen, so fair play. And do you listen to Spin while you're delivering post?
I do indeed. That's our guy.
Love that. All right, Jack, I am rooting for you on the Tricky 10 this morning.
So 55 seconds going to go on the clock here. We're going to ask you 10 questions and every answer is a number between 1 and 10. If you get that right, it won't repeat elsewhere. We can only accept your first answer, but if you don't know an answer, you might as well give it a guess, Jack, because you never know. It could get you another score on the door. If you top the leaderboard this morning, it's the last play of the week. You'll win the Dermot Kennedy tickets at the Aviva. If you get all 10 questions correct, we will give you €2,000 in the next few minutes, and that's really what we're hoping for you for this morning. At the moment, the score to beat is Alan. He is top of the leaderboard, scoring a 7 in 47.71 seconds. He had a decent score and he was quite speedy as well. So look, just give us your best shot. We're really rooting for you.
Brilliant, no problem.
Alright Jack, here we go. The best of luck. Deep breath in and enjoy it. Have fun. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number is half of 16?
8.
Ben Tennyson was the main character of a cartoon with what number in its title?
10.
On an analogue clock, if the time is half past the hour, what number would the big hand be pointing to?
6.
Complete the name of this Justin Bieber song. What less lonely girl? She's gonna be what less lonely girl?
1.
What number on your computer keyboard would you press with shift to get the ampersand, the and?
4.
Argentina have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times? If you put your all into something, you're said to be going the whole what yards?
9.
How many people were in the Spice Girls when they first formed?
5.
The word 14 contains how many vowels overall?
Come on.
4.
All right, we got through 9 out of 10, which is going to make it harder to top the leaderboard, unfortunately. Yeah. But I don't know, how do you feel like you did, Jack?
Not too bad.
What would you be happy with if you were to put a number on it?
I'd be happy with 7.
Happy with 7? All right. Well, let's see how Jack got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hey, you did get a 7.
Yeah, but my heart's broken.
Yeah, my heart is
so
broken,
close to topping the leaderboard, but unfortunately, Alan did it in a quicker time. Jack, I'm so sorry.
He did it, and Alan did it in a speedy. Yeah. He did it in 47.71 seconds. Jack, you did run out the clock, unfortunately.
Just the two caught you. What number on your computer keyboard would you press with shift to get the ampersand? That's like just the fancy and symbol, and you'd look for it on number 7 on the keyboard rather than
I really
number 4.
Need to start reading the questions before I read the questions, because I was like, ampersand, what the hell is an ampersand?
I know, it's a funny name for just that fancy and symbol. And then the other one that caught you, Argentina have won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times? You said 6, they've won it 3 times so far. Sorry, Jack, I'm gutted for you. I really thought you were going to take the Dermot Kennedy tickets at the very least.
Jack, I hope you had fun though, did you?
Oh, yeah, I had great fun. Though.
Good, I'm so glad.
And so nice to chat to you.
You've done a great job for postmen all around the country now. We all have a new
and
form of respect.
Women, honourable mention. Mind yourself and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Good luck, Jack.
See ya. Bye. It's heartbreaking at times when that happens.
It is. But I really like Jack.
Also, we just fall in love with everyone. We also loved Alan.
We loved Alan. Congratulations to Alan. He's off to Dermot Kennedy on Sunday, I want to say.
I think it's Sunday tickets for Alan, yeah. Happy days.
Another week goes by where we didn't give away $2,000. I would like to give it away next week.
Please,
yeah,
come
that'd
on.
That'd be nice. So if you want to play Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087711103, and if you top the leaderboard next week, we'll give you a €100 Ryanair. Voucher.
That's really nice as well, isn't it? Get something booked in, or if you want to book a more expensive flight, that'll take a bit of the cost off it for you as well. So 087-711-1038. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And around this time yesterday on the show, I was talking to you about a new micro genre of music that I came across online. And it really tickled me yesterday.
I have a new micro genre of songs I'm listening to.
What is it?
It's AI SpongeBob characters singing Sam Smith songs.
Bring that really to the good. Show on Monday.
I think I did it like years ago when AI first came to...
Not. I don't think the SpongeBob ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that on Monday.
I will.
Now I'll tell you about Bardcore. It is basically medievaling up songs. Okay, that's a terrible way to explain it. But basically, it features kind of acoustic instruments like lutes and harps and flutes, and it replaces modern slang and lyrics with old English or historical phrasing. So for example, bard is what Shakespeare is also known as. So this is bardcore.
We spent a lot of time at this time yesterday expressing our love for bardcore.
Totally. So, for example, this is what smack that the song sounds like in the bardcore genre. How can such a typically rude song sound so regal and lovely? Yeah.
It's so funny, isn't it, though? We say it, but it does sound... It sounds like something from Aladdin.
Yeah. It does, as well as that, yeah. This is Ghetto Gospel, which brought up the whole Ghetto Gospel mm-hmm. debacle on the back of yesterday. And this is it in bardcore.
It's so relaxing.
It's really nice.
I'd listen to full songs like this.
Yeah, me
it's kind
too.
Of like waiting music, like hold music.
Yeah, there's actually, I saw people commenting because the TikTok of it went viral and people said that they, you know, teachers sometimes if you work in like woodwork class or something where it's very hands-on and sometimes teachers put on music in the background for the kids when they're like working away in a project. A lot of teachers were commenting saying, I always play bardcore in class
study
for them.
Music.
Wow.
Study music, yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's nice. But basically we said we'd take this up a notch and have a look through the spin playlist and because one of the things about bardcore that they do that we didn't feature yesterday was when they change modern slang and lyrics with old English or historical phrasing. So what I've done is I've taken Becky Hill's song More, 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 which is kind of an aggro song full of modern slang, and I've tried to do it as Shakespeare would want to. So for example, go on, Callum, sorry.
Doth what light beyond the window breaks.
Yeah, very
yes,
good.
Exactly. So this is More, More,
Guarantee
More from Becky
probably
Hill.
Related to Shakespeare.
So Becky Hill would say, you want hot girls and heels in a video. I imagine bardcore would say, thou wouldst have fair maidens and find shoon within the mask.
That was a really good Becky Hill impression.
You want hot girls and heels in the video.
I'd imagine how she does it.
The next line of that song goes like this. Gold, grills in medieval times, what would they say? They might say, links of gold, rich adornments, aye, thou's desire stall. Doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Remember
we'll
yesterday
that.
When I said, I don't think this is going to be good.
David. Excuse me. This line. No bounty shall appease thee, for thy heart shall cry for more, 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 more,
very nice.
More.
I'm glad we don't speak like this anymore.
It's awful confusing. It's difficult to get the words out sometimes, isn't it?
I went for Dry Spell by Casey Musgraves.
Oh yeah, that's full of innuendos.
There's a funny, fun, full of innuendos. It's kind of a fun song.
Yeah, it's a bit of crack.
We go for this line. If you know what I mean. I've been sitting on the washing machine. If thou dost ken my meaning. Long have I bestrid the washer's wheel.
Damn, why didn't I do the English accent? It would have made it sound so much better.
How about
oh,
this
yeah,
line?
Because I can't. Ain't nobody's tool up in my shed. Ain't nobody's boots under my bed. Ain't nobody's truck up in my drive. Quite a long line, sir.
Quite a long line, yes. No soul doth claim dominion o'er my humble shed. No pair of boots doth warm the space beneath my couch of rest. No wagon waits upon the path before mine hall.
I love it.
Or this one. 911, it's officially a cry for help. Cry out to heaven. Mine anguish now admits no further mask.
That was beautiful. I think that bardcore suits you.
Thank you very much.
Dave is a relation to William Shakespeare, I think. And I went for Ray, Where Is My Husband? There's a lot of fast lyrics in there. So, first of all, the very start of the song. And I've got, my lord, where wandereth now my wedded love?
Oh, that's really good.
What tardy fate doth hold his steps from seeking me?
It's interesting because you're not putting on an accent.
Yeah.
That is your accent.
Yeah. Yeah. What about this bit?
Oh, Shakespeare would have loved it, Tom.
Yeah, so lonely acrobatics unzipping my dress at 2 a.m. This is what I have. I played strange feats in solitude alone, unlacing mine own gown when midnight's second hour is struck.
Brilliant.
And faith, I'm weary of this life.
God, fantastic. It would have been very difficult for songwriters back in the day to come up with anything catchy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's really nice, though. I like that. It's like poetry.
And
it's
finally,
lovely to listen to,
we all know that Ray would like a ring. Like a ring. And I have a ring I would have, a ring I would have, a diamond ring upon this bridal finger, a mighty diamond bright as Phoebus' eye, that I may flourish it before all folk.
Do you know what? When he starts talking about a ring, he sounds like Gollum.
He does, actually.
One ring to rule them all.
Anyway, Dave said that he hated this, but Kieran got in touch on WhatsApp there and just said, I think Dave has found his true calling. So,
oh, Kieran doth owe my love to you.
We haven't played this game in a few weeks, so looking forward to having it back. This is the music game with no name. It's a music game where we look at song lyrics. Dave and Callum, they go head to head. And it's kind of trying to figure out, do they really know what's going on in a song?
As I keep telling you, no.
But we still
don't.
Keep on playing regardless.
And Dave wins the majority of times we've been playing this. Since
Callum screams the majority of the time.
We've been playing this since Fiona went on maternity leave and she went off in February. Yeah. I've won twice.
Are you excited for Fiona to come back so you don't have to play this game anymore?
Because I thought I'd be so good at this.
You really did have high hopes for yourself with this game, yeah. So the idea of the game is, for example, if we look at Avicii's song Wake Me Up, you would say something like, in Avicii's song Wake Me Up, when does he want to be woken up?
When it's all over.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have got that.
That's the... Crikey. Right, okay, let's go to the actual game then.
I know for
then.
A fact I would have said in the morning.
Around 11 a.m, please. Yeah. Okay, Dave, into round one, you're up first. And this one is kind of, we're going to look at kind of the artists who've been playing in Dublin over the last few weeks.
Oh, interesting.
In Calvin Harris's Feels So Close, he says, your love pours down on him and surrounds him like a what?
Like a waterfall, I think it is. I'm pretty sure it's waterfall. Let's go, waterfall. It's the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay, here we go.
Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall.
I don't know where that came from. But, I have no business getting a point
I
there.
Was thinking river there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Callum. Okay, Callum, over to you. Mumford & Sons, in their song I Will Wait, he says he came home like a what? Sing the lyric in your head.
I don't even know the lyric. I was really hoping the question would be, who would he wait for?
Yeah.
You. A whippet.
A whippet?
A wind?
Like a stone
is like the answer on that one, which
a
I know is a silly lyric. But
come home.
It is not going to get that. The opening lyric to that song, so I thought you might know it. Okay, Dave, Florence and the Machine now. In their song Dog Days Are Over, she tells you to run fast for several family members. Name one of them.
Your mother, and fast for your father, run for your children and your sister and your brother. I'll name you all of them.
4 points.
Well done, not a bother to you. You've got 2 points on the door. Callum, yet to get a point. Yeah. Can you do it here? We're talking Katy Perry now. She was in Malahide Castle in the last couple of weeks. In her brilliant song TGIF, or Last Friday Night, what did they dance on?
Ah, I'm just going to waste the time because I know this one and I'm getting cocky even though I'm still a point behind Dave. Yeah, we danced on tabletops.
It's such a like a, you know, when you need to hit the word count. Yeah, we dance on table top.
Yeah.
Clearly, you didn't
table.
Dance on the bottom of the table.
Yeah. Into the final round.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
we danced under the table. No, it doesn't.
It's so true.
No.
It's when Americans call it the sidewalk. Shocking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not going to walk in the middle, are you?
No.
Final round. Dave and Pitbull's Timber. He says he's slicker than a what?
He's slicker than an oil spill. She says she won't, but I bet she will. Timber.
Wow, okay, that's it. Dave's got the 3 points.
Three for three. Proud of you.
Callum,
I have no chance.
We'll play on anyway, regardless. In Maroon 5's song, Moves Like Jagger, he says to take him by the what and he'll know you. Take me by the and I'll.
Oh, the hand.
Jesus.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, I would have guessed hand too.
Take me by. Oh, sorry.
Where are you?
Not to turn into David Hammond here, but why does he get all of the easy ones and I got I came home like a stone?
I came home like a stone is an iconic line from a song.
Take me by
not.
The tongue.
Okay, I think a lot of people would have known that Mumford and Son lyric. It's the opening lyrics to one of their biggest songs, I Will Wait. Oh, I came home like a stone.
No, I would have said storm. I thought it was.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, sorry, Callum, don't be a sore loser now, okay?
In fairness,
favouritism.
I will say.
It's not favouritism.
I got off scot-free there.
What's slicker than a. What? Slick? Oil? Of course! Take me by the tongue makes no sense.
What was the thing?
Do you want to do tiebreaker?
Yeah, do okay. Tiebreaker.
You'll get this as well.
I was going to end this with real positivity. Looking ahead to the gigs to come, August, The Weeknd will play two nights at Crow Park. In his song, Blinding Lights, he says he can't sleep until what happens?
Can't sleep until... David, you call?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys. No,
I
can't sleep until
I feel your... I don't know. It's funny because, like, you the way it's phrased, and I'm not slagging this one, funnily enough. The way it's phrased, you just can't picture the lyric.
I get you.
Until the lyric plays, and it's like,
No, sorry, can we get the clip of you both mumbling there? Because that really sums up your vibe on this game. Well, we've been the game up.
No!
Every week she says this bloody thing. We've been it up.
I think we changed the music game with no name, and just, it's called. That's just the name of the game.
How was today's show?
The one person I think who's not going to Derma Kennedy this weekend is you, Hammond.
What?
You're not going to Derma, are you?
No.
Oh, are you sad about that?
No.
All right, you saw him recently though anyway, didn't you?
I did see him. I really liked him, and I've never been a massive fan of Derma, but I went and saw him in that thing in Wicklow, and I was like, do you know what? He was amazing. I don't know how I feel about him playing the Aviva.
Oh, he'll be class. He'll smash
will
it.
He?
He will be. He'll absolutely smash it.
I'm
magic.
Really excited for him, and I'm really happy for him, and I'm backing him. I just don't know if I would be madly interested in it.
Okay, all right. You might have a little bit of fun, I'd say. But there's loads of World Cup matches on as well, isn't there? Like, tomorrow's
there
mad
is.
With that 10 o'clock kickoff for England. Dave, or Callum, are you out to watch the England game? No, you're at Dermot.
I'm at Dermot. I'd say by
the
time.
Get the second half.
Yeah, I'd say Dermot will finish about 10:30.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll swing into somewhere around.
Somewhere close by to get the second half. Yeah.
I'll bring my England flag into the Aviva.
I would advise you not to, but like, obviously that's up to you.
I'll start singing It's Coming Home when you start singing Ole, Ole, Ole.
Again, I would just advise you not to, but like, it's completely up to you what
Look,
you want to
famously,
do.
Famously, I love the Brits, so it's coming home, you know? I will also wear a flag.
Will you?
No.
Sonny Federa and Libby Ankenau.
I just got a text from my friend, Michaela Hayes, you know, who's on the show, who's on the Spin Next.
Yeah.
She was just on News Talk there, talking about Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm pretty sure she just said he's Swedish.
Oh dear, even I know he's Norwegian.
That could be fake news. Michaela could come in here and be like, no, I didn't. That is very like my friend to lie.
He's quite funny on Snapchat at the moment, Erling Haaland. Someone asked him the other day, are you a boy or a girl? And instead of just being like, oh, you're so stupid and getting annoyed by this stupid question, he replied saying, my dad's a boy and my mom's a girl, so I'm mixed.
That's very good.
He's
Love
funny,
that.
Isn't he? She is on the way telling you all your news about Erling Haaland and the World Cup.
The Swedish player, Erling Haaland.
Poor Michaela, you just absolutely roasted her.
We'll catch you Monday. Have a fantastic weekend. Love you, lads.
Mwah. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.